He promised a reign guided by the rule of law, abolished restrictions on education, and broke up the secret police forces. Alexander freed all of the serfs in Russia's Baltic territories, although not giving them any land, as a possible trial run for freeing Russia's serfs. Alexander also toyed with the idea of granting a constitution and an elective assembly called the Duma, but foreign affairs intervened. In 1807, France and Russia signed the Treaty of Tilsit. This treaty won Russia the 5 years of peace necessary to conquer Finland from the Swedish in 1808 and to conquer large parts of the Caucasus from Persia from 1804 to 1813. But when Napoleon's growing European empire and his trade policies started wreaking havoc on Russia's economy, Alexander prepared for a brawl. He put his war in the Caucasus on hold. He made military treaties with Prussia, Austria, Spain, and Great Britain, and won the Swedes' promise to support Russia. He still hoped to avoid a war with Napoleon, but he hoped Russia would be ready if it came. In June of 1812, Napoleon's Grand Army of about 550,000 men crossed the Russian border.